Hi, guys, and welcome to the newest episode of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. I'm Brian Aldridge. This week, Carlina and I discussed some wacky laws, and in the second half, they switched chairs, the co-host and producer, and we discussed the second round of the NBA playoffs with my parents' son, my brother by law, Adam. Hope you enjoy. Welcome to another episode of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. This is Brian Aldridge, stand-up comedian. Joining me this week, our normal co-host, my wife's daughter.
By law.
My daughter, my daughter-in-law, Carlina, everybody.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Contractually obligated to be here.
Yeah, that's also true. I'm happy to do it.
Happy to do it. We are into May.
Okay, we are.
April showers bring Mayflowers. Mayflowers bring Irish people to steal the Indians' land.
Whoa.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Took some photos.
Photos?
You can find it at Carlina MK Photography at Instagram.
Nice. Mm-hmm. What'd you photo?
I took some photos of my friend, got some very Vogue-esque shots of her.
All right.
Yeah.
Vogue.
Vogue.
Not just a magazine.
Vogue.
A way of life. My weekend was pretty good. This weekend coming up, we got the Kentucky Derby. I'm excited about that.
We do?
We're going to go over to my parents' house. Mm-hmm. You're invited. Ooh. You don't have to go.
Tonight is the Met Gala. I'm very excited about that.
All right. We're going to watch that on the internet?
No. I like to watch people on TikTok doing the reviews of the outfit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Your mom, by law, my mm-hmm. wife. We're going to go over Saturday. For some reason, your mom needs a new Kentucky Derby hat.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to get that all situated. And maybe get a mint julep for her and my mom.
A mint julep? I don't even know what that is.
Sounds racist.
It does.
It's a drink that they drink in horse races with fancy hats.
Oh.
Today, I'll be at McCurdy's Comedy Club in Sarasota. This year is Wednesday.
So Wednesday tonight.
If you're listening to it in the morning, you got time.
Yeah, you still got time to buy
get
tickets.
Get out to McCurdy's. I'll be doing a set there. Later this month, I'll be at Dr. Grin's Comedy Club.
And if you mention the show.
And the back half of this episode is going to be our basketball.
Episode.
I'll probably plug my comedy date then.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, we already recorded it, and I did.
You did.
Our episode this week is going to be split between basketball picks and crazy laws.
Crazy laws.
Crazy laws.
Gotta keep them on your toes.
Not to get confused with crazy in-laws.
That's true.
In which I have many.
In which, by law, they are in your family.
By law, in-law.
Ooh. By law,
in-law. By law, in-law with Brian Aldridge. Spin-off show coming to a podcast near you. Here's what we're talking about, these types of laws. The rule of thumb, where you can beat your wife with a broomstick not thicker than your thumb. Some
still
places,
never heard of that.
Some places it's illegal to carry an ice cream cone in your back pocket. You can't throw a live mouse over your neighbor's fence. Things like that.
Yeah.
So if you will,
mm-hmm.
even if you won't.
Okay.
Carlina, will you tell me a weird law you found on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it. We'll make fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll try and guess what state it's from.
Okay. Well, I know what state it's from. So you'll be guessing what state it's from.
And the producer can write it down.
To keep track.
Well, he can write it down where he thinks.
Oh, that's true. So he can play, too.
So he can play, too. He can help me.
Yeah. So this law is, it is illegal for a donkey to sleep in a bathtub.
It's illegal for a donkey
yes.
to sleep in a bathtub.
Yes. But it is legal for them to stand in one or to get bathed in one. They just can't sleep in it.
You just can't sleep in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Now, I can't just guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to need clues.
Okay.
What year was this law enacted?
1920.
That gives me nothing. I was hoping it would be a date where some of the states weren't in. Now, all it can't be is, it just can't be Alaska or Hawaii.
Yeah, so it was 1920.
All right, 1920.
I'll tell you the story.
Okay.
The rancher's donkey. So we're on a ranch.
Ooh, we're in Midwest. Midwest or Montana or something like that.
We're somewhere where there's ranches.
Okay.
That had become accustomed to sleeping in the bathtub, which was filled with whiskey and water. After the dam broke, it carried the donkey multiple miles away, and the town had to then rescue the animal. And to create this to not happen again, they said, okay, we'll pass a law where no donkeys are allowed to sleep in your bathtub. Because in this time period and in this state, I guess it was common for there to be outside bathtubs that your farm animals would sleep in.
Okay, so we're... The producer says, like, this is my lifeline, like, phone a friend or whatever.
Yeah.
He says Iowa. I'm not locked into Iowa. If it's ranching, it's Midwest, I'm thinking Montana really seems like...
Do you want me to give you, like, north of the Mississippi?
Yeah, well, no, because that's not a thing.
Oh, okay.
How can something be north of the Mississippi?
I meant east or west.
Well, I know it's west of the Mississippi.
I don't know which... Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
I
it
know
is.
That.
Sorry, I'm trying to help.
Is it north? Is it north of the? Is it north? Is it east of the equator? Is it east of the equator?
Okay, I don't appreciate the sauce. Anyways,
is it north of something that runs?
Do you want
up
me
and
to
down?
Help you like narrow it down?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is not the Midwest.
Here's my problem with that.
Okay.
You don't know which states encompass the Midwest.
It's in the South.
You're just like, Montana, in the South. It's south of Canada. What
I'm
do you want from me?
Fairly certain this one is in the South.
Okay. Is it west or east of the Mississippi River?
It's west.
What is in the southwest of the Mississippi River?
Arizona.
Arizona's not the South.
It's in the southern part of the U.S. It's a border state.
It's not.
It's not.
South,
it, but it's in the South of America.
So California's in the South?
Half of it.
All right. Hey, Seuss, what are you eating cat turds, man? What you up to? Seuss getting into the litter box.
It's in the South.
All right. So that's Arizona.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to a state that I know the geography of.
Oh, man, that's going to be tough. It's going to be Michigan or Florida.
No, I know the
story. So that is a weird law, and the donkeys couldn't lay down because then it was messing up with the whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Okay. I got one. It is illegal to park in front of a Dunkin' Donuts, and this law became an act in the 1980s.
It's illegal to park in front of a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
It's got to be a state with a big city. Producer doesn't have an idea.
Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yes.
In front of a Dunkin' Donuts, though. Any clues? What year was it? You said 1980.
Switch Vermont or Rhode Island.
Vermont or Rhode Island.
It's very northern.
Very northern, Vermont so far. Yeah. Is it west or east of the Mississippi River?
East.
Do you know that for sure?
I'm barely certain.
Do you know what states the Mississippi River runs through or parallel to? Because it's the border of many states.
This is a border state, and it is very north. And
is it an important state?
Not really.
Would it be like the main state?
Oh.
Is
yeah,
it
me? Yeah, it's me. Yeah. It's me. And it became because actually it was the opposite. It was a small town.
Okay.
And there was such a mega traffic jam that they had to stop letting people park in front of it because it was blocking the
roads. I got
what
you're saying. Yeah, they need to do that with Trader Joe's. And
they
I'm
do.
Not kidding.
They really
they'll,
do.
They'll just line up in the street.
Yeah.
And block. You're like, oh, is the school letting out right now or something? Because I get that. No, these yuppies want to pay $42 for an organic cucumber.
Yeah.
And they wait in line to do it.
Yeah.
Good law. Mm-hmm. I wish they would make that law for Trader Joe's as well, here in Tampa.
This one, it doesn't have a year that it became an actual law because it's pretty loose.
Okay.
But it is in recent years. But it is illegal to send a surprise pizza.
This I don't hate. Here's
okay.
why. It could be a college thing. That's a prank. What? That's recent because pizza delivery.
Okay, so more clarity.
Okay.
The reason that this doesn't have an exact year is because in this state it falls under the category of harassment.
Okay.
It's one of the guidelines of being harassed.
It's a prank that would be. Now that you got to pay before pay online before you do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty much the pizza places themselves have eradicated this.
Yeah.
But yeah, that used to be like a prank. Oh, let's send them 10 pizzas.
Yeah.
And you're not hurting the person you're sending the pizza to. You're hurting the pizza place that's like not getting their money for 10 pizzas.
Yeah. It became a law because one of the largest colleges in this state, I can't say the name of the college, it'll give it away. One of the largest colleges in this state was doing it so much that that they made it a law.
East or west of the Mississippi?
This was for sure in the South. You can't argue with me.
Give me the first four letters of the college. Not the state. The college.
But the first four letters of the college are the state.
Not the state. The college.
But the college are...
I understand what's going on. Give me the first...
L-O-U-I.
Who? Is, Did Shaquille O'Neal go to this college?
Yes.
Did Joe Burrow go to this college?
I think so.
I feel like this is... Was there a hurricane maybe about 18, 20 years ago that ravaged this state?
Yeah.
Did Drew Brees play a lot of his NFL career in this state?
I'm going to guess yeah.
Do you sound like you only made it to the fourth grade if you live in this state and you talk?
Also, yes.
I think we're talking about Louisiana. New Orleans.
We are talking about Louisiana. And the college is LSU.
Very strict laws about sending a pizza. Very loose laws
about everything
about marrying
else.
Your cousin. Louisiana.
If you do this, it is a $500 fine.
I'm surprised there's two colleges in Louisiana. It's the dumbest place to live. There's several, but it's the dumbest. It looks like a foot.
I'm fairly certain.
I lived there for a year and a half.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain I do not know the geography of this one.
Okay.
So we're just going to take a guess
here.
Shoot the law here. Tire screeching is banned. And it falls under a disturbing the peace crime. And it's considered
unlawful. This is a regular law. This isn't a wacky law. Mm-hmm. Is it considered speeding or disturbing the peace?
Considered unlawful because it disturbs the peace.
Screeching the tires. Is it it's a southern, northern?
I'd consider it more geographically middle, but socially southern.
Kentucky?
Close.
Indiana?
It gets a lot of tornadoes.
Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Kansas. I've been through Kansas. I'll tell you where I have been for comedy. Topeka, Kansas. Nope. That's where the Westboro Minister Baptist Church is, and they're terrible people.
I'm fairly certain I have no idea where
Kansas
is.
Is terrible. You don't want any part. It's above Nebraska or below.
Oh.
It's either right above or, but no, it's north of Nebraska.
Mm.
It is bottom 10 states.
That seems fair.
Ten. Louisiana's probably the worst or the second worst to Mississippi.
Yeah.
So now you're really getting into it. Like, Alabama sucks.
Yeah.
Let's go. Louisiana.
Alabama.
Arkansas sucks.
Does
Kansas
Missouri?
Right there. Missouri's not that bad.
Really?
Missouri starts to suck as you go for it. But Missouri has, like, the worst big city. Kansas City. Kansas City, Missouri sucks.
That's what I was going to say.
St.
Kansas
Louis,
City
though,
is
also
better
in
than Kansas.
Now, St. Louis is also in Missouri, but it's... basically Illinois.
Yeah.
Kansas City is Missouri, but basically Kansas. The St. Louis is, you know, it's a nice city to tell people you've been.
Mm.
It's not a nice city to be in because you get murdered.
Yeah.
It's a horrible pile of crap.
Oh, I really don't know the geography in that little middle area.
So, Kansas, bottom 10 state.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wyoming outranks Kansas.
Yeah. I'd say that's fair.
So it makes sense that they would make a law to make living in Kansas even less fun.
You would think so. Yeah.
All right. We're not in Kansas anymore.
tax on it.
This one, I've been to this state, and I'm pretty familiar with this state, and so, and I know you are too, so I know that we can tag team and figure this out. It's illegal to ride a horse above 10 miles per hour here because it is then driven, and due to high-speed horse races back in the day causing accidents, they stopped it from being allowed.
Now, I'm not going to be able to come off Kentucky because that's where the Kentucky Derby's held, and that's the biggest...
See, that's what I thought, okay. Too, but it's not.
Where are we geography with this?
More north than Kentucky.
Is it a state you've ever lived?
State I almost lived in.
Is it a state my brother has lived?
I believe so.
Is it a state my brother currently lives?
I'm not 100% sure, but I know it's close to it if it's not.
Is it a state that encompasses Chicago?
No.
Is it a state that encompasses Indianapolis?
Yes.
I'm going to guess Indiana.
Yes.
Illegal to ride a horse fast in Indiana.
Uh-huh. All right. Do it. Yeah. Let's see.
Also illegal to have any marijuana at all on you ever.
Really?
Yeah. It's still one of, they're just like, nope, we're not doing it. Every other state is like, we're making hand over fist revenue. Indiana's like, nope, we want it to suck here. And it does.
Yeah. So this law is rooted in racism.
All right, already a fan.
And it became a law in the 1900s.
Like early 1900s?
Early 1900s.
So I can start to rule some states out, okay.
Early 1900s, and it is illegal to place a coin in one's ear.
How is that racist?
I will tell you once we get there.
Well, tell me how it's racist.
Oh,
I'm
you're
going
to understand why it's racist if I tell you. You're going to know the state if I tell you.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's a very strange law, but it was enacted to protect America from the native people that we colonized here.
Okay. Very important.
Because they would pass money or heritage notes or different things of that matter through the simple magic trick of being the coin behind your ear.
How?
I don't know how the magic trick works.
How did the Indians do this?
They weren't Indians.
How?
I get your joke, but they weren't Indians.
How? Were they slaves?
No. We just kind of silently killed them all off.
Well, we did. The Japanese?
No.
Who did we kill off?
Hawaii.
Oh, we gave them their own island.
Not really.
Yeah, kind of.
Not really.
Is that where it's illegal?
Yeah.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah. And you can't, you also are not supposed to do magic shows there. But that's a weird loose law.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's see. Oh, this is a weird one. In this state.
Hawaiians, where do they rank for size and, like, Puerto Ricans the worst Mexicans?
Yeah.
By Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
Samoans are the biggest Mexicans.
Yes.
Where do Hawaiians rank? What kind of Mexicans are they?
I don't think that Trump would know the difference between a Hawaiian and a Samoan.
Who are Hawaiians like big like Samoans?
They're Pacific Islanders.
They are Pacific Islanders. So they are amongst the biggest Mexicans.
Yes.
They are amongst the happiest Mexicans.
Yeah, I would say so. Well, because it's a Pacific Islander, and before Hawaii was a state, a lot of, like, the Pacific Islands traveled amongst each other. But now you can't because...
Big ol' happy Mexicans out there
in Hawaii. Yeah, big ol' happy Mexicans.
But don't you pull a coin from behind your ear.
Can't do it.
All right.
In this state, it is illegal to live on a boat for more than 30 consecutive days.
Ooh. So it's gonna. We need lakes. We need ocean.
Because it is not considered. It is not considered a house.
So it's illegal to live on a boat for more than 30 days. What year was this law?
It is according to a state law that was founded along when the state was founded.
What year?
Let me see an exact
year. Oh, that's
going to
help me big time.
It is...
Indiana was founded in 1819, by the way.
I'm so sorry, I lied. This law was enacted in 1905.
Ought
five. But not the same year that the state was founded.
Where is this state geographically? Is it east of the Mississippi River or west of the Mississippi River?
I would say it is east of the Mississippi River.
Does it border the Mississippi River?
I don't know. It's not Mississippi.
Well, no. The river runs all the way up.
What state's border?
Wisconsin and Minnesota border it.
Okay.
And then it goes down. Illinois and Iowa border it.
Okay.
And then so on down there. Missouri.
I don't think so. No.
Because here, because that would be a place where you'd have a boat.
That's true.
Along the Mississippi, Missouri River, or some one of the lakes, or the ocean. Does it border the ocean?
Yes. We've been to the state multiple times.
Does it border the... So then it... We've been to California a couple times, so it's not California.
No.
Multiple times. Did we ever watch whales in this state?
No. We have driven through this state, I would say, more than 5, 6, 10 times.
Georgia!
Yeah.
Georgia.
Georgia.
So you can't live on a boat in Georgia, huh?
You cannot. For some reason, they don't consider it a house, and houseboats aren't... You have to, like, get your houseboat registered as a house, but if it's just a plain old boat, you can't live on it for more than 30 consecutive days.
I'm pretty ignorant about Georgia. Does it have lakes?
Isn't it an ocean?
I know it borders the ocean, like Savannah is.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it had lakes or...
I don't know. I'm sure it does.
Hit me with a couple more.
Okay. Legal parking fees...
Hold on. I did interrupt you.
Okay.
And I know you enjoyed that.
Okay.
We got two more.
Uh-huh.
So if you can scroll, pre-scroll, just quick with your eyes, you read fast.
Yeah.
Two of the craziest.
Okay.
Two of the just wacky laws. And I'll just converse with Karate Brian as you look for these laws.
In this state...
How you doing? Oh, okay.
I found one that was crazy right away. In this state, a pickle must be able to bounce in order for it to be sold.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm... You got an assignment, and you got an A+. A pickle has to bounce for you to sell it.
And if you are found to be selling it and it cannot be bounced, then you will be fined. And even under possible prosecution for selling something that is unfit for human consumption. This law came into place in 1948.
You got a bunch of them. Not quite bouncing. You're still going to market. You get caught. You're in a pickle.
That's what I was going to say.
You're in quite the pickle. So these pickles got to bounce.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Hmm.
I don't want the pickle I'm eating to bounce.
No. There's like a whole test. It has to be placed on a flat surface. And then it has to be fallen from really loose terms, I guess, because it was 1948. It just says from arm's length distance, and then it must bounce 2 to 5 times.
I don't want to eat that pickle.
Why? How do they make it so bouncy?
All right, so let's guess where these pickles reside.
Okay.
What year? You said 40s?
1948.
So it's not Germany.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot going on then.
That's true.
Who's bouncing pickles? Where's pickles big?
I would
give me a region of the country.
Okay. It's in the East Coast.
All right, it's on the East Coast. It's
and
got Massachusetts.
I would say it is above Virginia.
This has Massachusetts written all over.
This
got like some witch trial stuff. This is a hangover from the Salem witch trials.
It's where all the people from Massachusetts want to live.
Is it?
No, those aren't. That's not near.
What?
Massachusetts isn't near Connecticut.
It's not?
No.
You're lying to
New
me.
York's near Connecticut.
Aren't those all next to each other?
A couple states in between.
I thought they were like...
You did right. You said north of Virginia.
Yeah.
So you got that whole Virginia to go through.
Yeah.
And then you got where else to go through?
New York.
But New York's north of Virginia.
Yes.
Okay.
I swear to God, it's Connecticut. Right,
you gotta grab a map at some point.
I do. I swear to God, I thought Connecticut and Massachusetts
Connecticut,
were close.
You know Connecticut, part of New England? Like...
I swear to God, I thought Massachusetts and Connecticut were close to each other.
I thought Rhode Island and Connecticut were the same thing.
Rhode Island's its own little state, right?
It should be.
It's not?
It is.
Rhode Island's a state, yes.
So Connecticut, you better bounce your pickle.
Yeah, you gotta bounce it.
Hit us with one that deserves to close. Now, I'll give you time to scroll through.
Okay.
Me and Karate Brian will have a nice impromptu conversation, a topic, Marcy the cat. Our cat is a An outdoor cat.
Yeah, I think she likes the outdoors, but she also likes to just sleep. So wherever she likes to sleep.
I got one.
Oh, all right, way to cut him off.
All right. In this state, you can marry 4 men in your life, but you cannot marry, specifically a woman, cannot marry the same man 4 times.
She can marry a foreman, but not 4 men.
No, she can marry
4. She can marry 4 men, yeah. But not a 4 man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she can marry 4 men. They clarify.
What's the max you can marry 1 man?
4 times. 3 times.
3
you
times.
Can't,
4th time,
yeah,
like, hey,
4th
hey,
time, you will go to jail.
You got to put a different man in between this marriage.
This law is still in place. And it's only the women, too.
Yeah.
So,
it's
which
not Utah.
Doesn't make sense.
Utah puts no restrictions on marriage.
Yeah. Which really doesn't make sense, because wouldn't the woman have to marry him, too?
Sure.
So why does it only specify... Yeah. So 2 gay men could get married to the same man?
Yeah, right. If they're making these laws, no way.
I'm just so confused.
Yeah, all right. Oh, they got weird marriage laws. Okay, here's one. I'm not going to say it's my cousin, because then... But a person I know that my mom's sister gave birth to.
Mm-hmm.
This is all hypothetical.
Okay.
This is weird Tennessee law. Was married.
Uh-huh.
They can't find this guy for years.
Okay.
She moves on with her life, is with a new man.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
She can't divorce this man that they can't find.
Oh.
Because she's pregnant. And the state of Tennessee assumes that he's the father of the baby without a paternity test.
Oh.
They're like, hey, we can't find this guy. He might be dead. He's probably dead.
And
can't divorce him because she's pregnant.
Okay.
So she had to have the baby,
uh-huh.
Then divorce the guy. They still haven't found this guy. So I'm just saying states have weird
yeah,
laws.
Yeah, in this same state. You also cannot, it is not legally constituting to get married if the man was dared to marry the woman.
Now that's, you need that.
Yeah.
How often is that? I
but
dare
it
you.
It is legal to get married under the age of 16 with parental consent.
What if he is triple dog dared?
I think they might make a pass for that.
Where are we going with this? the co-host's mother has a guess.
Oh, same? I just really got invested in this state. In this state, it is also allowed to be marriage by proxy for military personnel, which means that if the bride or groom could not be present for their own wedding, a higher ranking of them in their armed forces are allowed to stand in as their...
You. Okay.
Okay.
Where are we at geography with this state?
We're on the eastern side.
So it's going to be somewhere where there's large military presence. We're looking at Virginia.
I would say it's geographically in a little bit of a mountainy area, but socially southern.
Have we ever, I'm going to get you on this one.
Okay.
Have we ever watched whales in a state that has this name, but also a direction in it?
No.
You knew I meant West Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. It is not. You guys are you're too close to the ocean. You got to move towards the mountains more.
Towards the mountains more. Military. Man, there's military
it's
bases.
It's not Kansas.
Wait, hold
it's
on. There's,
not...
there's Fort Campbell and Fort... In Kentucky, there's Fort Campbell. There's Fort Campbell in Paducah, where I've done shows. There's forts in Lexington. There's Fort. So, and also, if we're going weird marriage laws, there was a clerk in this state.
I don't know.
Died on a hill, lost her job, and was cherished. Something Davis. I believe it was like Katie Davis or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wouldn't stamp the marriages for 2 men. We've had a lot of controversy there. There's a big military presence there. There's a couple of large forts where I've done comedy shows there. I'm going to say Kentucky.
Yes. And this law came into act because they decided that if you go back to the same man four times, that you don't have good enough or sane enough decision-making skills. So they put a law against it.
Did they declare the woman hysterical?
Most likely.
All right.
2018.
I mean, yeah, 2018. We're going to revisit that law with the next Congress. We're going to go on a break for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Second half of the show, my parents' son.
By law,
my brother. Adam's going to join us. The producer and you are going to switch chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about the second round of the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
I know this is only a hard break, but I don't want to rob you of the opportunity to pour your heart out. Now, you are chasing a dream right now.
A dream.
Plug it real time.
All right. Carlina MK Photography and Instagram.
What does the freedom of chasing your dreams and making not just a living, but a life with your art mean to you?
It just means so much that I have the opportunity.
And that was like the biggest, blackest one I've ever seen. Long, too. And it scared me a little. Like, it took me off guard. I didn't even know what kind of snake that was. And then it just kind of slithered away. Oh, hey!
Oh, Adam! A snake.
Adam has joined us.
What kind of snake is that?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of snake it was. Hmm. Scared me.
Anaconda?
Intrigued me a little bit. I was maybe intrigued.
Maybe anaconda?
Ha ha! Adam, my brother, my parents' son,
by law,
is joining us. This is a round two basketball playoffs preview recap.
Mm-hmm.
I have to my left, basketball guru himself called it that the Clippers would beat the Suns.
Yep.
Karate Brian.
That's me, number one. Yep.
Sitting in the producer chair, Carlina, usually the co-host, taking a break. She's got laryngitis.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Today we're going to talk round two of the NBA playoffs. We'll recap where we went wrong and where we went right in round one.
Okay.
We'll go forward in round two and see if we change our mind of who's going to win it all.
All right.
But first, let me just, how was your day, Adam?
My day was pretty good. I remained on the couch where I've been for the last 6 weeks.
6 weeks? You've been on the couch 2 years, bud.
Well, I mean, literally in the same spot.
Literally, yeah. I got you. Any? When's that going to be resolved?
I'm still waiting on a phone call. Hopefully this week, maybe at the latest next week. But schedule a little surgery to take this bear trap off my foot.
I'm gonna prank you so many times pretending to be the doctor.
I have caller ID.
Dang it! Karate Brian, what'd you do this weekend?
I
fantastic.
Yep.
What did you do?
I watched the Kings lose. I think that I took some photos. With the co-host.
Photos? Would that be from Carlina MK Photography at Instagram.Instagram?
Yep.
Just on Instagram? Carlina MK Photography.
Wait, what's the name of it?
Sponsored by Carlina MK Photography. If you need head shots, leg shots, she does not do back shots yet.
Is there a social app I can find this on?
Instagram.
And what name would I look for?
Carlina MK Photography.
Okay, I got you.
Thank you. Round one.
Do you want to talk about the mistakes first?
Mistakes first.
All right. There it is.
All right. Just a quick rundown. Just a quick rundown of who we picked, our consensus. We said the Nuggets would go through. They did. We said the Clippers would go through. They did not. We said the Warriors would go through. They did. We said the Lakers would go through. They did.
Yep.
Two of you said the Bucks would go through. They did not.
Yeah.
Your genius analyst who has watched almost no basketball this whole year picked the Miami Heat because the right half of Jimmy Butler's face looks a lot like the left half
yep.
of Michael Jordan's face.
It does.
So we took Miami. They went through. We got that one wrong as a team. Just because I played like an MVP doesn't mean the team, you know, won. We still lost as a team, but two of you had more to do with that loss than me.
Yeah. To my defense, I did have the Suns.
I can take all the blame fully.
Okay.
Especially on the Clippers.
Okay.
I'll take that fully.
Are you going to sit up? Are you going to do the Giannis press conference? Are you going to say, there is no failure? I can't do it in the Greek.
Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Hold on. Before we get canceled, this is not black voice.
It's
this is Greek voice. I am doing...
With a little Nigerian.
Whoa.
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 Drop
whoa.
That bomb.
Whoa.
Did he record it?
Whoa. I would not call him that.
I don't remember signing up for this.
Brian's going to sit up here. Other karate Brian. And Giannis's press conference was, is no failure. Is no fail. Everything step to new succeed. We succeed, and sometimes, are you going to say?
Now you sound like the guy from TikTok that's a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
I do sound like I might have gotten an Olympic medal running not that fast of a 400-meter dash.
You sound like you might be sponsored by 24andMe.
Oh, 24andMe. Zinged.
Because the extra...
I was leaning towards Russian on that as well.
Yeah, that's
we were getting awfully close to Russian. Basically, Giannis said there's no failures. You know, you just stepping stones to success. So that's where we're going to leave that.
Yeah.
Good. Miami did go through, though. Did we put the Knicks through or Cleveland?
We put the Knicks
through. That was the Knicks did go through. 76ers over the Nets. That was maybe the one I was most sure of.
Yeah, that was... probably the most clear.
I mean, geez.
Well,
that
besides
Nuggets and Wolves.
Yeah, I mean, it was the third most sure I was of all the series.
Yeah.
Easily top eight.
Yeah. Adam.
Yeah.
Do you know why they're called the 76ers?
No, not at all.
Carlina blew my mind. I'm 43 years old. Carlina has just seen the name. Yell it. Why?
1776, the Declaration of Independence.
All that took place in Philadelphia. I had no idea.
Yeah, that got me.
But so she should be the analyst, not us. 76ers went through. Boston went through. We were pretty sure about that. Boston and so now here's who we have in round two.
Yeah.
We got a little Nuggets and Suns action.
Yes.
We got a little Warriors-Lakers action.
That's true.
We have some Heat-Knicks.
Yep.
And we have 76ers and Celtics.
Right. You know why they're called the 76ers, though?
Yeah. Back in like, the, I would say, 18th century, late 18th century, Benjamin Franklin took a kite, ran it into the Liberty Bell in 1776.
Okay.
And then James Naismith was like, look, I'm going to put up some peach baskets. John Hancock signed the Liberty Bell.
Sounds about right.
Carlina has the series or the odds for each team to win the whole thing. And we'll run down that real quick, okay?
All right.
She's got the Celtics at plus 130.
Makes sense.
Who do you think second?
Second, I'm going to go with Nuggets.
It's pretty tight. So depending on where you shop for your lines, the rest of them are bunched in the plus five to 600 range, which are the Nuggets, Suns, and Warriors. We couldn't really find a consistent number on the 76ers to win because they're currently playing a game and they're down.
Well, not only that, Joel Embiid is
up against, holy.
They're Joel Embiid's out.
Oh.
Yes, that's why.
No, they were just down five. Now they're up 14.
No, I mean, Joel Embiid's missing the game.
There was a 14-point swing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. So, Boston versus Golden State Warriors are a 41.7% chance to both make the finals.
Hmm.
So, that being said, let's get into round two. Now, we can sit here and dwell all day how Karate Brian was wrong in round one, and I would like for you to do that right now, Adam.
Honestly,
So if I recall, we were talking about how it was old Kawhi. Like,
yes, I was. Yeah, I was hoping you would go specifically into the Clippers.
Go for it. Yeah.
How he was going to carry the Clippers as he did Toronto a few years ago, and then I believe he played one or two games and missed the rest of them.
Yeah, so
more like current Kawhi, where he plays 19 games a year.
He hurt his knee.
I think it's torn meniscus.
He tore part of his knee, and I hope it can grow.
Oh, I was going to try and find a way to get that one in there.
Okay.
But I didn't. Yeah.
I hope that his...
His knee?
Yes.
What do you want it to do?
Grow.
Okay.
All right. The tendons.
Right. No, you want him to be stronger. More.
So now I'm not going to sit here and say Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are the two worst superstars you could have signed to your team at max deals. I'm not going to say that they rarely play a full season, that at times Paul George kind of mails it in, and that Kawhi Leonard typically gets conveniently hurt and things like that. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm not going to say Kawhi Leonard's a bad three-point shooter. I'm not going to say any of these things.
Are you going to agree with Stephen A?
Me and Stephen A. Smith agree on this. No, we're just poking a little fun at Karate Brian's favorite team.
Yeah.
I'll be full on to admit that you picked that with your heart.
Oh, it was full. I did say I was a Clippers fan that was truthful. That was full heart. I picked based on the first game. And after that, it went downhill.
Yeah.
To his defense, he did admit and own up to on the last podcast his reasons for picking them and how his fandom heavily influenced that pick.
I'll tell you what, if the White Sox were in this tournament, I would pick them.
Yes. I would say it would be 16-0 through the playoffs.
So let's get into round two. Okay. We've got Nuggets, Suns, Warriors, Lakers, Heat, Knicks, and 76ers, Celtics. Let's start with, let's start with the one where I think I have a chance to be right. The 8 seed Heat and the 5th seed Knickerbockers.
Whoa, come on.
Yeah. I'm going with the Heat because I wanted to go with the Heat in the first round.
Yeah.
And they're already up 1-0. They have the hottest player in the league right now. Maybe not the best player, the hottest player. And Jimmy Buckets, and his middle initial is G. What does the G stand for?
I think gets. He does get buckets.
I'm going to take the Heat to go through. We'll do it the same way we did it before. There's three of us, so two of us agree. Then we'll put them through. And if we're split, we'll try and talk each other into going the other way. I'm going to go with the Heat.
I'm going to agree. Jimmy Buckets is insane.
Adam?
I want to go Knicks.
The Knicks have lost the game on their home floor.
Yeah.
You still going Knicks? I'm firm on the Heat. You want to take this time to try and talk Karate Brian into going Knicks with you?
I don't have a strong – I just know that the Heat – right now they're riding a hot wave, so it's kind of hard to – I understand why it's hard to go against them.
They're riding a heat wave.
But – damn it. But they are God, I actually laughed at that. So anyways. You got me shook, as the kids say. The Heat are so
it's like a heat wave.
Heat are very inconsistent. And I just feel like they could lose also 4 games in a row out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's really my only sound decision. I think the Knicks are a better team.
Is John Randall the Knicks' best player?
Julius
Randall. John Randall was a hell of a defensive tackle for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, he had the war paint he would wear with his eyes shut.
He was on steroids for sure.
And injured, so I don't see the Knicks.
Game 2's line, you get the Heat +7. What do you think of that? Let's talk a little gambling, too, while we throw it in there.
All right. What's going on now?
Game two, you can get the Heat plus 7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is Randle missing the whole series, or is he just like a game-to-game decision?
I can look that up real quick, but I do know he missed the first one, and he might miss the second one.
Because I was wondering maybe if that would influence the plus 7.
So you're just a lukewarm Knicks anyway, right?
Yes. Yeah, I could be talked out of them.
All right, so we'll go Heat. We'll just punch the Heat through then.
All right, I'm fine with that. Because if it was Julius Randle, the Heat are really fortunate right now running into the Bucks with no Giannis, their best player, and then now they're getting the Knicks with possibly their best or second best player missing, depending if you feel RJ Barrett's ahead of them or not.
Yeah. That is exactly what I said in our first round thing. I thought Bucks were going to go through, but I took the Heat because I was like, if he gets hot and Giannis gets hurt and he can get Middleton into foul trouble, which he did, both those things.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they ended up winning the Heat.
Yeah, I didn't hear he scored like 112 points a game either.
Of course. Let's jump across the conferences then. Let's put the Heat through there lukewarm.
Okay.
And then we'll go. That's fine. We know what we took. And then Nuggets, Suns. Suns are up 1-0, right?
Is that what happened?
Yeah. No, the Denver's up
1. Yeah, Nuggets won.
Nuggets are up 1-0.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, and it was a pretty dominant win.
Yeah, they won. They were winning by like 20 or 30 at one point.
Yeah. I think the Sun may have set on Phoenix.
It is.
Oh, it was exactly 125-107.
Yeah. It was one game. I mean, I based my decisions last time based off one game. So I don't know who to choose. But because the Clippers lost to them, I'm going to choose the Nuggets.
Okay. I tend to almost always lean with whoever has the best or hottest player on the floor.
Yeah.
Joker is right now better than Durant. He's a better player than Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is balding. He's very good. He's better than me.
What about Devin Booker?
Devin Booker isn't even the best player to date a Kardashian.
Chris Humphries?
Yes, Chris Humphries. That was married, actually.
I'm sure he dated the other one.
Not a better player than Joker.
I don't think he is. Okay. But I think that Devin Booker was doing a lot against the Clippers. I mean, it was easy, but he was doing everything. And if Kevin Durant just plays semi-okay with him next to him, then it's possible, but I'm choosing Joker because he's dominant.
I'm dying to push the Nuggets out of the playoffs because that's what they do. The Nuggets falter.
So but here's the problem.
I can't do it. The problem is they're running into a team that's just overhyped and just kind of good.
Yeah. Not even that. So say the Suns can hang with them and go 7 games, best case scenario, obviously. You're going to run. They have no depth. You're going to run like Chris Paul, who's 49 years old, and Kevin Durant, who's 41 years old, 40 minutes a game for 7 games to try and pull out a series. Excellent. No depth.
We're already talking about the minutes played in the Clippers series.
Yeah.
Adding up on them. Excellent point. Yes, I'm with you. So even if there's it's a slugfest, they don't have the chin or the body to take, you know, all the hits, and the Nuggets do. And so I think I can comfortably, not even lukewarm, comfortably put the Nuggets through.
I just remembered the whole reason why Denver even won, Jamal Murray.
Oh, he went off?
He played phenomenal. He got,
how many points
did
he have? Let's see his box.
It's right here. He got 34 points.
34.
In the bubble, he played phenomenal. It's looking like the bubble all over again. Jimmy Butler, Jamal Murray, LeBron doing his thing.
I comfortably put the Nuggets through.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that.
All right.
Yeah, me too.
Let's jump back over to the East. This one's contested, but the oddsmakers say it's already decided.
Yeah, not if the MVP is going to miss it.
I say Celtics in 5 pretty easily. Shouldn't have been this easy, but I mean, they're playing a game right now. It's tied in the 3rd, but you never know what that means. Like, I say Celtics in this series and comfortably, not even really a struggle. 5 games.
I can be swayed either way. Because James Harden is playing very well for the 76ers. But I think I like the Celtics going through more as of right now.
They have that quote-unquote championship experience now, and not just the old Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrott. Like, this group of guys has played in the finals. So there's something to be said for that. I think they make it through.
I'm on board with that. I like that. From the beginning, from the last podcast we did, from the very beginning, I said the Celtics, I'm not going to sway now.
And Embiid's got leg problems, which are amplified in a big man. Yeah. Any sort of foot or leg problem is really amplified in a bigger man.
Yeah.
They may shut him down if they go down 2-0. You know what I mean? Because that's a long-term investment.
Yeah.
So, and they'll definitely shut him down if down 3-1. So,
do you think he stays on the Sixers if they lose this?
No one can give him more money.
That's true.
And no one can give him more money. He's, you know, really popular there. I think he'd be a fool to move on.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm Celtic. Well, I think unanimous Celtics there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's go to the most contested one. This series should be played in a YMCA. It is the 500-year-old Warriors versus the 600-year-old Lakers. Who you got, Adam?
Since I made my original bracket, I had the Warriors in the the Western Finals. I'm going to stick with that.
For the same reason I
threw out there before, I said if they can get hot, which I'm pretty sure the definition of hot is what Steph Curry did in Game 7. That's my reason for them.
The Lakers to win the championship.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Not yet. I'm going to go ahead and put the Lakers through. We've got a split ticket.
Oh.
Karate Brian.
Oh, that's up to me. Okay.
Channel your Milwaukee Bucks, Los Angeles Clippers energy, and give us the victor of this series. You even tell us how many games.
Oh, games too? Okay. See, the thing about the Warriors is that it's looking like it's just a one-man team right now. And the Lakers, they look...
And there's no I in team.
There's not.
Correct. Okay.
But the Lakers also look angry after those Grizzlies.
Yeah.
So I think this is a Lakers win. And I'll give them 6.
Okay. Lakers going through LeBron James's swan song.
Yep.
Before he plays on a terrible team with his son. Let's put him through.
Okay.
So we got the Lakers Nuggets. We got the Heat Celtics. I don't think I'm going to be able to talk either one of you into the Heat going over on the Celtics.
Nah, not at all.
Just in from our producer, Anthony Davis won't be playing in the whole series.
Is it just the next game?
Just the next game.
Okay. I still got Lakers, I think. Ugh,
I was going to say that is enough, but I thought the Lakers would lose this first game anyway.
LeBron might not play because he's sore.
Yeah, okay, because you have the 7-game series versus the Lakers are on rest and the Warriors are coming in, and just for some weird reason, that one always goes to the team that just played a tough series.
I don't know. They're still flowing. They're still hot. And...
I'm still taking the Lakers through.
Maybe Lakers in 7, but more 6.
I do like the 7-game thought, though.
Let's go 7 games.
Okay.
And I just think the Lakers are going to win the whole thing this year.
Nah.
I think one of the teams on the East will win it all, but all right. I will not speak right now.
No, you speak.
Are we jumping over to that side?
Well, have we decided the Warriors Lakers?
Oh, sorry.
Have we?
I think Lakers.
Okay, then we have. So Lakers through. Mo Bamba? Who's Mo Bamba?
He's on the Lakers.
Oh.
He's who comes up
with
their injuries.
All right.
Yeah.
Mo Bamba number 5.
Let's knock out the West.
You want to knock out the West?
Yeah, if either one of those Warriors or Lakers go through, I think they beat the Nuggets.
Either one, those are the ones that could go through.
Yeah.
If they
those
all
are the
stay
two
healthy.
Chances, yeah. All right, Nuggets and say Lakers, Adam.
Nuggets.
You think Nuggets?
Oh, yeah.
But what about Nuggets Warriors?
Nuggets.
So you go Nugs either way?
Yes. They have
Nugs in the finals?
4 to 5 great man starting lineup. They have a little bit of depth on their bench. They have possibly the MVP, but he's going to be the second in the MVP.
I would, if you put the Nuggets through, then I can vote Lakers. But he makes a lot of good points.
And yeah.
If it's Jamal Murray has been high, he stays hot.
If I'm deciding, I have to take the Nuggets. But if you take the Nuggets, I can take the Lakers.
Austin Reeves can play very well again, but I think I got Nuggets.
Okay, so I can take my Lakers, even though I don't think they're going to. But you got to stand by it. You got to stand firm. All right, but as a show, we're putting the Nuggets through.
Yes.
To the finals.
As a show, we're putting the Nuggets through.
All right, so we have Celtics Heat, and Adam was reluctant on the Heat.
Yes.
And I think the Heat dies down after two rounds. I do. They in the bubble, they were able to take it through, but they didn't. This Celtics team was not in that bubble.
No.
And I think I can't believe this Celtics team. What was the case in the regular season? Was there load management or what was going on? How did they not win 60 games?
The Bucks played phenomenal.
Sure, but the Bucks only play them a few times.
Well, they just what I mean is they just stayed ahead. They both played phenomenal. They were both the top of the league.
I get
it. The Bucks get to play their what's it, division, the Bulls, the Pacers.
Okay. Yeah. Celtics got a tougher division.
So Cleveland was their toughest competition, like in their division or whatever.
So they're even better than their record then, are you saying? Like they had a tough.
Yeah, you got the Celtics, the 76ers, the Hawks. Like, how many of the teams in that, the Knicks? I mean, how many of the teams made the playoffs in that?
Everyone division? Always talks about the West, but when you got the Hawks as a 7 seed, man, that's a tough conference too.
Yeah. I mean, the
Actually, Heat... not even that. They had to play in, though, too. They originally were 7th, right?
All right. So whoever comes out of that Heat Knicks, I think, goes down to the Celtics anyway, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have, then we'll have a Nuggets Celtics final as a show we've decided.
Yes.
Yes.
And where we were last week, though, we were at Celtics Warriors. So how did we get to the Nuggets?
I tricked you guys into following my bracket I have written down.
And we've had a round. We've had a round of play, so maybe we can change our mind. We had the Warriors going through against the Celtics and then the Celtics beating the Warriors, right? Or did we have the Warriors winning it?
We had the Warriors. I'll pull it up real quick. But
Celtics beat the Warriors, I believe.
We had Celtics beat the Warriors.
Okay. So what's changed? I'm not saying that we're wrong now. What has changed that the Celtics or that the Warriors are not? Let's see who we put through. Oh, we put the Suns through.
No, we put
was the Warriors.
So what's changed last week to this week that we don't have the Warriors going over?
They just went 7 games against the Kings.
And
if the Kings were going against the Nuggets, would you give the Kings a shot to beat the Nuggets?
No.
No.
And it took 7 games for the Warriors to beat the Kings.
Okay.
That so they lost the first 2 games to. They had to battle back to even beat the Kings.
Okay. So that we have new information, and we've made a new – I'm fine with that.
I personally think that the Warriors, they just – Jordan Poole is playing okay. Steph Curry's playing phenomenal. Klay is doing Klay stuff.
Yeah.
So right. He's still good. He's still helping out, but he could potentially just take off. I'm very – in between with Denver and Warriors, but I think Denver just is going to edge it out. I think they win by like 6 or 7. So,
all right, there's another problem with the Warriors. The fact that we just went through their names and we could come up with 3 names, that means Wiggins isn't doing anything.
Yeah.
Draymond's not doing much. Kevin Looney's not doing much.
Kevin Looney got back, right?
Yeah.
So I think he might play well against the Lakers, which might
okay.
I don't know.
I don't hate it. So I'm with you guys. I just wanted to know why we're putting them through, and I agree. So we're going to put the Denver into the finals and then the Celtics into the finals.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. It's just Denver looks different this year.
That's why I'm going first and making you two decide.
Okay.
I'm going to say Denver wins the NBA championship. Now, we have new information. We've changed our mind. That I wasn't against putting Denver into the finals. I wanted to know why we did it. Okay. Adam laid it out pretty well. Mm-hmm. I now think the Denver Nuggets win the championship over the Boston Celtics. And the Boston Celtics become this always a bridesmaid, never a bride squad. The Brown leaves. The guy who was sleeping with the front staff comes back. And they run it back to the finals and lose again. No, I have Denver Nuggets. I'll take the plus 2,100. Nuggets are plus 20. That can't possibly be true.
I don't know about that.
I think they're plus
600. To win the whole championship?
Yeah, they're plus 500 or 600.
Yeah.
I think the Nuggets win it. So that's why I went first, because then two voices of reasons can tell me why that's not true. Karate Brian. Who wins the finals?
This is a tough one. But I think Celtics are more, they have that experience, like you mentioned before. They have that experience of being in the finals. They have that hunger to get back and win it. They lost last time, and they want to get back. All right. And I think they're a more well-oiled machine.
Okay.
So I think the Celtics win it.
All right. So we're split. What do you say, Adam?
This is the first time I've ever even considered waffling on the Celtics. The way I talked about the Nuggets and what they got going for them to beat the Warriors, I almost accidentally changed my own mind. I'm going to stick and be consistent with my Celtics pick, though. I think this series will come down to a battle of If I had to put a responsibility on a player's name for each team, I think it's going to boil down to how Jaylen Brown performs for the Celtics.
Yep.
Is he going to match or be pretty close to Tatum, or is he going to be, is he going to be a 20-something point a game scoring game a guy, or is it going to be like 15, 16? And then for the Nuggets,
yes, if they all make it there, okay.
Yeah.
I guess you could say it probably would fall on, Jokic is Jokic, just like Tatum's Tatum. So it would probably fall on Jamal Murray for them. But I don't think it'll fall on him as heavily as Jaylen Brown, where Jamal Murray could probably slump a little bit, but it still falls on him. But then you start wondering, like, what's my Porter going to provide as well?
Okay. So you're riding with the Celtics, but...
Yeah, but it's way closer than I would have thought it last week. I can see either of these teams winning in six games, to be honest with you. Yeah.
I'm riding the Nuggets. So as a show, we're still sticking with the Boston Celtics.
Yes. I think we were right.
Here at Family by Law with Brian Aldridge, we are putting the Celtics to win the championship. That is, they are the favorite. They are plus 130 right now. And if the Nuggets can make it, they're the second favorite, not too far behind Golden State Warriors, to push through. The same odds as like the Suns. The two long shots are the Lakers and the 76ers right now. So, Adam?
Yes.
Do you have anything you're promoting?
Oh, no. I do not promote anything. I do not free advertise for anyone.
Then here we go. I will be at McCurdy's Comedy Club today, because this comes out on Wednesdays. I'll be at McCurdy's Comedy Club. Later in May, I will be at Dr. Grimm's Comedy Club, May 25th through the 27th. That is a big A room, and I would like to sell it out. So get your tickets at drgrinscomedy.com, drgrins.com, or Google Dr. Grins and find the real website. It may even be the Bob. That might be the website, because it's in the big old building in Grand Rapids. Third floor, Dr. Grins Comedy Club. That's where I'll be. I appreciate you guys coming on. So to close... I know it's one of your favorite sports. Your favorite sport is football.
No, it's basketball.
Oh, it's basketball.
I played it all my life. I just like football sometimes.
I was setting you up. Like, basketball is a love of yours. Tell us, tell the audience of Family by Law what basketball means to you in your heart.
Ever since I was a kid,